Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Accelerated Learning by James Horton is a self-help and study skills guide focused on improving how people learn, read, remember, and perform under test-like pressure. Positioned for a broad audience, it presents itself as a practical program rather than a theoretical textbook, aiming to help readers study more effectively, regardless of age or past academic results, across a clearly signposted structure. The book emphasizes defining a personal learning strategy, increasing reading speed, strengthening communication through writing, improving retention, and applying knowledge successfully in exams or real-world tasks. Horton also frames common learning obstacles such as procrastination, distraction, stress, and low confidence as trainable habits rather than fixed limitations. The overall purpose is to offer approachable techniques and routines that readers can implement quickly, with repeated promises of fast progress in focus, memory, and comprehension when the methods are applied consistently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, assess your current learning habits and set a clear strategy. A core theme of the book is that learning improves fastest when readers start by evaluating their current strengths and weaknesses and then build a deliberate strategy. Instead of treating study as a one-size-fits-all activity, the program encourages readers to define what they are trying to learn, why it matters, and what blocks their progress today. This includes noticing patterns such as inconsistent study sessions, weak follow-through, or difficulty staying engaged with material. By making these habits visible, the book positions learning as something that can be engineered through routines rather than left to motivation alone. This strategic framing also connects to the book's broader claim that many people underuse their learning capacity because they rely on inefficient mental habits. The practical intent is to get readers to stop guessing and start approaching learning as a process with inputs and outputs, attention, time, repetition, and application. Even when the methods are simple, the message is that consistency and a plan are what turn techniques into measurable gains in comprehension and performance. Secondly, faster reading to acquire more information efficiently. The book highlights reading speed as a major leverage point for accelerated learning. It argues that many learners move slowly not because the material is inherently hard, but because they read without a system and lose time to distraction, rereading, and poor pacing. In its reading-focused section, Horton presents reading as an information acquisition skill that can be trained, with the goal of increasing how much a reader can process in a given session while keeping comprehension workable. The emphasis is on practical improvement rather than academic discussion of how reading works. This aligns with the book's promise to help readers double or even triple reading speed, framing the outcome as greater confidence, less fatigue, and more time for review and practice. The reading component also connects to the later memory and performance parts. Faster intake is only useful when paired with retention and recall. As presented, speed and comprehension are treated as compatible goals when readers reduce inefficient behaviors and adopt more intentional study sessions. The overall takeaway is that reading can become an active, goal-driven process rather than a slow, passive one. Thirdly, writing and self-expression as tools for clearer thinking. Another major part of the book structure is writing, presented not just as an output skill but as a learning tool. The underlying idea is that being able to explain material clearly, whether in notes, summaries, or responses, improves understanding and exposes gaps that passive reading can hide. Horton frames writing as a way to organize thoughts, strengthen vocabulary, and communicate knowledge more effectively in school, work, or daily life. This connects to the book's broader focus on performance tests, presentations, and practical problem-solving, all reward clear expression. By placing writing alongside reading and memory, the program implies that accelerated learning is not only about absorbing information quickly, but also about shaping it into usable knowledge. The practical tone suggests methods that are meant to be straightforward and implementable, especially for readers who feel they are not naturally good at studying. In that sense, writing becomes part of a feedback loop: read to acquire information, write to process it, and use that written structure to support recall and application later. The intended benefit is more confidence and better results when demonstrating what you know. Fourthly, memory building through simple routines and recall focus. Improving memory is one of the book's central selling points, with repeated emphasis on practical methods and short daily practice. Horton positions memory as trainable and argues that poor retention is often the result of scattered attention, weak review habits, and ineffective encoding rather than a fixed limitation. The program frames its memory approach as approachable, aiming to help readers remember key facts, schedules, and study content more reliably. While the promotional language is ambitious, the core theme is consistent memory improves when readers use intentional techniques and repeat them until they become automatic. this part of the book also ties directly to the focus and distraction themes, because retention depends on sustained attention during learning. The practical intent is to shift readers from rereading and hoping toward methods that emphasize recall and reinforcement. In the book's overall architecture, memory is the bridge between acquiring information and performing with it. The promised outcome is that learners feel less anxious because they can trust their recall more, which in turn supports better test results and smoother use of knowledge in conversations or work tasks. The emphasis remains on doing, not theorizing. Lastly, procrastination control and performing under pressure beyond techniques for reading and remembering. The book repeatedly addresses the everyday barriers that derail study procrastination, interruptions, wandering attention, and stress. Horton treats these as practical problems with practical countermeasures, encouraging readers to reduce distractions, maintain concentration, and keep working even when conditions are not ideal. This focus component is closely linked to the book's promise of unbreakable concentration and better performance in tests or exams. The final performance-oriented section's learning as incomplete until it can be used effectively, whether in a timed assessment, a workplace task, or a real-world situation that demands quick thinking. The book also suggests that confidence and reduced anxiety improve when learners feel prepared and in control of their process. In that framing, focus habits are not just productivity tips, they are performance skills that determine whether knowledge shows up when it is needed. The overall message is that accelerated learning is as much about managing your mind and environment as it is about study tactics. When readers combine structured practice with improved attention control, they are more likely to see reliable gains rather than occasional bursts of progress. In conclusion, accelerated learning is best suited for readers who want a practical, motivational entry point into study skills and personal learning improvement. And it targets people who feel held back by slow reading, weak memory, distraction, procrastination, or anxiety around tests and performance. Students can use its structure to build a more intentional routine across reading, writing, retention, and exam readiness. While professionals may find it useful for faster skill acquisition and sharper information handling. The main benefit is its emphasis on action. It presents learning as a set of habits that can be trained, and it keeps the focus on simple methods rather than dense theory. In a crowded category of learning and productivity books, it stands out through its highly accessible positioning and its clear five-part framework that moves from self-assessment to performance. At the same time, readers will get the most value when they treat the book's promises as aspirational and commit to consistent practice because the outcomes depend on application. For those who want a straightforward program to rebuild confidence in their ability to learn, the book offers a structured way to start improving quickly and to connect study efforts with real results. If you would like to support James Horton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.